You know,
he
what
was up front.
Excuse me. I don't want to. This is your tape. And if you say you. I do not want to bring up the fact that was there not specifically with regard to Moody candidacy 2 years earlier, there was some hard feelings, was there not, on the court because of how that candidacy was handled?
Moody ran against John Fitzgerald 2 years earlier, I think.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Correct.
And Fitzgerald beat him. And I'm sure that Williams campaigned for Moody at that time. And I think that Fitzgerald felt more deeply about it and less understanding about it than I. I knew what Soapy's political leanings were, and I knew his great adherence to the Democratic Party, and I knew that Blair Moody and he had these ties and so forth. And frankly, it didn't come as a surprise to me. It came as a modest disappointment, but I couldn't have imagined that I would have so impressed him with my judicial abilities in less than 2 years that he would have said, I'm going to stay out of this thing. I knew that he'd never back anybody who wasn't from the Democratic Party. He was very strict on his party allegiances, more so, I think, than some of the others. But he was up front about it. And
did he overtly campaign for Moody?
Yes, he did. He did.
Are there strictures in the canons about such things when you are...
I'm not aware that he ever did anything that would violate any of the canons, or but he didn't have to. I mean, he was a former governor. He was a justice of the court. He certainly had the right to express his personal opinion on matters. I don't have any knowledge that he ever campaigned against me. I don't know. Well, he might have said, for instance, to the UAW that he didn't think that my philosophy was consistent with their philosophy, what they'd like to see in the court, something like that. But I don't think he ever took off personally against me. I've never had any indication of that.
I had asked Justice Fitzgerald about this, and I'm going to speak to him again next week. But I think, or at least I was told, that he was offended by the then Chief Justice, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, posing, for example, in a campaign setting, I guess perhaps for the literature, maybe, of Blair Moody in 74. And I think may have felt that this was not compatible with the collegiality.
Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was a different type of person than Soapy Williams was. And much, much, and of course I know this only by reputation, but after I got on the court, I heard from people with both Republican and Democratic backgrounds stories about Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, which gave me insights into his character. I always regarded him, before I was on the court, as a very political guy. He was, I'll never forget, I went to a meeting, a dinner, that the Michigan Trial Lawyers Association had to pay a tribute to Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. And I went because I felt I had to go, that this was one of those things that I must do. And it was clearly apparent to me that the things that I had heard about his very close allegiance with that group were absolutely true. I mean, they had their man as Chief Justice, and there was no question, and they didn't like me. And both of those things became, it was an unpleasant evening. Both of those things became apparent to me.
Does this lead you to comment or make any observation on the selection process and the...
Roger, you don't have enough tapes to get me started on that process.
Okay. Well, let's... would you be... would you care to address that subject in this context? If you would, and I can...
Well, yeah, let me say that...
Let me change, if you would...
All right.
At some length, I think I'll swap this thing
off. Okay.
On.